You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Having problems there?
I was pushing the wrong buttons. I accidentally pulled Jim up for a second and then realized, wait a minute, I need to turn on our mics instead of pop-up Jim.
In case you didn't realize, this is the computer corner, and we do screw up a lot.
Wait a minute, a lot?
A lot. I think all the time, basically.
What are
you
saying?
But we bring humor to those that lack it.
You know what time it is?
Time for the Geek Speak of the Week.
That's what it's time for, but I wasn't ready for the sound file, but now I am.
See, once again, slacker McCracker.
I can only play one thing at a time.
Oh, this week's Geek Speak of the Week is Techno Strike.
Techno Strike?
Yes. It doesn't have to do with techno music.
Doesn't have to do with matches?
No.
What about dancing to techno music with a match in your hand, ready to strike?
That would not be it either. No. But that's a good thought.
Yeah, well.
Anyways, it's a labor action in which union members and supporters inundate a company with email messages, faxes, website hits, you name it, in an effort to shut down the electric portion of the company's business. So let's say when UPS had that big strike, if everybody was to send a ton of faxes and they all went home and went to the website and submitted a bunch of stuff, it would bring UPS electronically down to its knees.
And if it was brought down to its knees from the consumer side, it would be called a denial of service.
Yes.
See, now it all ties together. I don't know what all ties together, but something ties together right
there. Yes. So on with the techno strike.
No. Techno strike bad.
Well, it depends on if you're the company or you're the union.
I don't know about that.
You, as a company,
but see, a regular strike, at least you're making a public statement, and people, like, maybe driving by will see a sign, and there's something you're saying there.
Yeah, yeah.
A techno strike, all customers get is something doesn't work. They don't know why.
You know what would
so
be cool?
Silly.
If when they did it, somehow they could send up a message, so when you went to the website and it said, you know, we're on strike because of this, it sent a message. That would actually be something.
That'd be a true techno strike.
Yeah.
This is like a techno denial of service strike attack thing.
This is
kind
like
of
a
stuff.
Half kind of, we did it, but it doesn't really do anything for anyone.
And before doing this, you might want to consult your attorney because it might be illegal.
Yeah, that's true.
That's our disclaimer.
Yeah.
We're not recommending this for anyone.
No, don't do it.
We just wrote it and printed it. We don't mean it.
We don't mean much.
Anyway, let's see if we can get back to the phones and see if we can help Jim with Adele, who has acrobatic questions because he wants to join the circus. Jim, welcome to the computer corner.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem. What can we help you with?
Well, I had a document that came to me from a company, and they told me I could modify the document with Adobe Acrobat 5.0.
Okay.
And so I got all that installed, and sure enough, I could do it. I modified the document, and I printed it out, and it was perfect.
Okay.
So thanks for calling. No. Oh, I called you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I went up two nights ago to print the document again, and the document only prints like it came from the company, and where I had modified it, it is blank. It shows up on my print screen that it's going to print, but it prints a different document completely.
So it prints different than what it shows.
Correct.
That's a feature. That's a good thing. It's called the secret ink print function.
Whatever.
I'm making this up as I go, Jim. Okay, so I'm trying to understand now. They sent you a document, and it was an Acrobat document. You went
Correct.
And got the reader or the full Adobe Acrobat?
I got the full thing.
You got the full thing.
The writer, so.
Okay, so you went in and you edited and modified this document. You're trying to print it.
Well, he printed it once, and it was correct. But the second time, bajing, it's all jacked up.
Bajing, it's all jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
Everything that I modified is gone, and the address and everything that I took off is still gone. I mean, it's still a nice document, but my name's not on it anymore.
All right. Well, tell you what, Jim, we're going to stick you back on hold because that music you hear in the background means we got to go to a break. But we're going to try to see if we can figure out where that thing's hidden to, gone to.
We're going
to
bring
where
you some answers.
Went. And we're going to see if we can get an answer. And when we come back on the other side of the news, we're going to have an answer.
Yes, we will.
And besides that, we're going to talk to more people. We're going to take more calls, more questions. We're going to answer a couple emails. We're going to do all kinds of cool stuff when we come back. It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR, 27758. 27277 KTAR, and we'll be back right after the news.